Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Once again, I'm just so grateful that you're here, that you're studying the Word of God. You're listening as I read through it and give a few comments about it. But mostly, the Holy Spirit is your teacher, teaching you the truth of the Word of God, and thereby teaching you about God, His Son Jesus, and His ways. We always want to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study, as I suggest you do whenever you study the Bible. Let's ask the Lord to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. We know that you love us, and we know that because your word tells us that you do. And so as we study your word today, Lord, we're just going to receive it as your love extended toward us and your desire that we know you, you know your ways, and Lord, that we can live those things so that we will be pleasing in your eyes. Lord, we bless you today. We ask you to guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth by the same. And we'll bless you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Epaphras. It's taken from Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12. In the final words of his letter to the Colossian church, Paul the Apostle named several men who were fellow laborers, workers, and prisoners with him in sharing the gospel. In chapter 4 and verse 12 of his letter to the Colossians, we meet another one of Paul's companions as we read about a man named Epaphras. The verse says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. The verse begins, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you. The name Epaphras means lovely. And Paul says of him who is one of you, or out of, from, by, away from the Colossians. Paul also says Epaphras is a servant of Christ and employs the Greek word doulos, which is bondservant or willing servant of Jesus Christ. His reference to Epaphras was that he salutes you or greets, bids welcome, wishes well to the Colossians. The verse goes on to say, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. Let us notice Paul's description of Epaphras' labor, always, which means at all times and ever. Laboring fervently, which is the Greek word agonizomai, from which the English word agonize comes. It means to enter into a contest, contend in the gymnastic games, to contend with adversaries or fight for you in prayers. Epaphras was so deeply compassionate about the conditions within Colossae that he labored fervently and agonized over the church members in prayers to the Lord on their behalf. Finally, the verse says, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. The purpose of Epaphras' fervent prayer, a fervency in prayer, was so the Colossians may stand perfect or be brought to their end, finished, wanting nothing necessary to completeness. And complete, which means to make full, to fill up, to fill to the full, bring to realization to the full effect in all the will of God. Epaphras desired for the church members to fully enjoy whatever God wishes to be done by them through his will, choice, inclination, desire, and pleasure. When we meditate upon Epaphras and his passion, we begin to understand his spiritual battle, which he always fought in prayer for the Colossian church. Prayer was labor because of its spiritual nature. How long has it been since we have labored fervently in prayer for anyone or anything? When is the last time we agonized over someone else's spiritual condition? As we allow the Holy Spirit to direct us in this area, may we become so compassionate for others to become perfect and complete in all the will of God that we defer not nor delay to labor in our talking to the Lord about them. Epaphras was a wonderful example of the way we must be in prayer. And for all who will follow his ways, may the throne room of the Almighty God be ready to hear our prayers on behalf of others. Next time, Paul shares more about Epaphras, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.